Holy is the Lord. Shall we lift up our hands and bless his name? Let's bless his name. The special song ministers today said, he is truly, his love is more than gold. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is more than gold. And the scripture that our sister read in that 1 Corinthians, glory to God. I don't know what the lie the devil has been telling you about yourself, about where you are, and telling you, this is how far you can go, and you can go no further. It's a lie. Help me tell your neighbor, the devil lied.
The devil lied.
He just lied. Praise the Lord. He just lied. Because the foolish things of this world, God specializes in making the ordinary become extraordinary.
That's right.
That is God for you. That's God for you. Like our sister said, who else can do this? It's only God that can do it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as we go into what the Lord has for us to say today, I know that you will even have a greater understanding of who you are. You will leave this place today lightweighted. I thought I'll get 4 or 5
Amen.
People to really truly believe God
Amen.
This morning. I don't know about you. I have no other person. I don't. Do you understand? My trust is in no man. My trust is in no man. I've come to a place in my walk with God that it is God or nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if God says he is God, then he must prove to me in every situation that he is God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He has to prove it. So I don't want to live any day being in doubt of who God is and what God can do. Or even what he will do in my life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It may seem as if it's taking too long. It may seem as if it's getting too hard. But there is a God in heaven who specializes in turning the captivity of his people, that the time will come that it will be as if they were dreaming. Glory be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh my God, my God, my God. I don't know about you. If this God is your God, lift up your two hands today. This God is my God forever, forever
and ever.
He will be He will be always
my God from now
to man. Amen. Glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Aroma of Praise. God bless you. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. As we remain standing, pick up your Bible and your devices. Let's get into the Word of God today. And our text is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Acts 4, 13 and 14. Or if you like, 13 and 14. Amen. Praise God. If you're there, say amen. Glory to God. Shall we read the word of God? One to go. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed, standing with them, they could not say anything against it. They saw the testimony. They couldn't say anything against it. They saw the hand of God upon your life. They could not gainsay it. They saw God lift you up. The adversary could not gainsay it. I pray for someone here today under the sound of my voice that God will show up for you and the adversary will not gainsay your testimony. In the name of the Lord Jesus, glory to God. They could not say anything against it. A testimony that will silence your mockers, silence all your false witnesses, is coming your way this season. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God will prove himself mighty in your life. Tell your neighbor, hold on, don't give up. Hold on, don't give up. God is about to prove himself mighty on your behalf. Don't give up on God. Don't stop believing him. Keep faith. Keep the faith. Be strong. Be courageous. God will come through for you. Can I hear a believing amen from somebody? Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Spirit of the Lord came to me with this word. And let's go back to God with the word. That the Lord will give you another word for your own personal situation this morning. Father, we bless you. We thank you because your word is sure. Your credit is good with us because we know that whatsoever that you have promised, your promises, they are yea and in Christ. Amen. We thank you for the power in your word today because it is coming out with authority and simplicity. That everyone under the sound of my voice today will be enriched, encouraged, edified, empowered, challenged, oh God, to be the best version that you have predesigned and predestined them to be in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you because we trust you will even do much more with your word. Your credit is good with me. I believe it is good for everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are in charge. Take absolute control. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I titled today's message, The Visible Effects of Intimacy with Christ. The Visible Effects of Intimacy with Christ. There are visible effects of our intimacy with Christ. Associations are very crucial to the direction that our lives will go. Your associations are very, very crucial. They have a really vital part to play in the direction to which your life will go. The kind of associations that you have. Amen. Your associations will either enhance your destiny or hinder your destiny. Right associations will increase your credibility. Glory be to Jesus. Associations increases your credibility. The company that you keep will increase your credibility. They either increase it or they decrease it, depending on the association. Wrong association will derail you from destiny. Right associations will put you in the center of God's plan for your life. Can I hear an amen? So associations are vital. The company that you keep, it's so important to where you will go in life. Amen. People can only give what they have. They cannot give beyond what they have. So if people do not operate and walk in a right counsel, and if you associate yourself with such people, what you get from them will be wrong counsels. And your decisions will be based on such wrong counsels. Let somebody say associations. In the story that we read here, the people around disciples, in the presence of Peter and John, they had just the power of God just was released through them to bring healing to a crippled man. That was in Acts chapter 3. And what happened? Why were they able to do what they did? Verse 13 said, now when they saw, so people saw, they saw something in Peter and in John. What did they see? They saw their boldness. They saw the courage with which they spoke. They saw the power that backed up what they spoke. And what was it, the thought of the people around them? They said, we know these people. I mean, is it not this sister? I know her now. I mean, she's my neighbor. She lives next to my house. We work in the same office together. I mean, I know her. He said, they perceived that these men were unlearned men. What does it mean? Because sometimes when you read it, you say they're unlearned and ignorant men, as if they don't even know anything. But that's not really what they were trying to say. What they were trying to say is that these men do not operate according to the pattern of operation of this world. They do not operate based on our culture of the day. We don't know them as such people. Praise the Lord. So, how could they, based on, you know, when people look at you, they define you based on their own understanding. It's based on their own understanding. That's how people will begin to see you. Because just like I said, you can't give what you don't have. If people believe that their intellect, their degrees, your BA, BSc, MBE, FRSC, your SSS, NASS, or whatever it is what is going to get you through life and everything that you need, everything you will ever want, and get you through any challenge and vagaries of life. If that is what you believe, then you will be shocked by someone who says, arise and walk, and the person arose and walked. You will look at them and say, I mean, these people are not intellectual people. What do they understand? They do not even have theological degrees. Hello? They didn't go to any Bible school. Hello? So the people were astonished. They marveled, the Bible said, about what has just taken place through these two men. They were shocked. How could they have done what they did? What could have been responsible for this kind of manifestation through them. We know these people. Just like many people already know your mess. But there will be a day that that mess will become a message. They knew that, they said, these people, these are ignorant men. What do they know about life? What have they seen? What have they tasted? What have they handled? Where do they live? What do they possess? How is it that they were able to do something that we could not do with our own intellectualism? But just like the scripture our sister read told us, he said God will take these foolish things of this world to confound the wise, to rubbish their intelligence. Glory to God. Beloved, I believe God, and I see him do something in your life that will rubbish the wisdom of the wise in the name of the Lord Jesus. What happened through these two disciples of Jesus Christ, settles any controversy, confusion, arguments about the place of providence, the domination and the power of dominion of providence over intellectualism. That is, your intellect can take you thus far, but there are places your intellect will not be required. It will be counted as rubbish. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, if you read from verse 5, he said, you want to talk about Hebrew, I am the Hebrew of the Hebrew. You want to talk about the law, you can't fault me.
Hey, glory to God.
He said, I know it all. He said, but I count all those things as rubbish. Now, I'm not saying that your degree is not a... Some of you are working now. It is because of your family that you got the employment. Praise the Lord. But what was Paul saying? He said, I've seen another power that makes all this, whatever my intellect has and has gotten me, he just makes nonsense of it. Because my intellect can only go this far. But there is a place it cannot accompany me to. I need the support of another power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this text introduces us to men who were regarded as unlearned. They were not teachers of the law. They were not among the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Hello? They were ordinary men, so to say. But they were able to do extraordinary things that caused the people around them to marvel. Beloved, this is why you cannot be a private Christian. There's nothing like a private Christian. Every child of God must go everywhere that God directs your steps to. You are to manifest something extraordinary in the place. And that's why we got to be intentional. Hallelujah. Be intentional. If you are not intentional in the morning and say, today, Father, let me be good to somebody. Let me impact somebody's life today with the goodness of the Lord. God will create the opportunity for you. And because you are intentional, because you have prayed about it, the Holy Ghost will take over. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So they wondered and said, how can these people be able to do something that will marvel us like this? Because the Bible says, they marveled. And they took notice of them.
Hey, glory be to Jesus.
Many of us, you've been going to places. Nobody is taking notice of you. You enter a place, nobody is taking notice of you. Completely, you did not affect the place, nor the people that are there at all. Our work in Christ is not for us to be forgettable. That you will pass and then nobody will notice. No. That's not our calling. Hallelujah. They marveled. They took knowledge of them. May the people around you take knowledge of you this week in the name of Jesus. You know, when people take knowledge of you, I mean, things will begin to happen. When they take knowledge of you, beloved, anything can happen at that time. Something that you've been looking for may just be handed over to you. Why? Because somebody took knowledge of you. Glory to God. They took knowledge of them. And hear what they said. Glory to God. They said, these ones, they have been with Jesus. Definitely, these people have been with Jesus. They took knowledge of them because they believed that they have been with Jesus. That being with Jesus, their association with Jesus is the only association that can bring this kind of result. Now, the strangest thing here is, obviously, these people were not talking out of their own experience of being with Jesus. How then could they come to that conclusion that these people have been with Jesus? You know, that's why sometimes, as a Christian, when you behave in a very funny, goofy, spooky way, even some unbelievers, they know that Christians ought not to behave that way, even though they are not Christians. And they know. Why? Because they know themselves. They know. That's why you do something to somebody who offended you, you do good to them, you forgive them, some other people are looking at you and say, how could you have done that? Because they can never forgive anybody who did that to them. And then they will say, it has to be God. So they know. Everybody's conscience, both believers and unbelievers. Romans 1 makes us to understand that your conscience will tell you what is good and what is evil. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. So they know. Has anybody looked at your life and say, definitely, you have been with Jesus? can people around you say it? That of a truth, you must have been with Jesus. Association with Jesus is not about being a church goer. Hello? You can be in the company of people and not be in the presence of God. The sad thing is that a lot of us, we crave the company of people. We cherish it more than the presence of God. It has nothing to do with your activities. Hello? Because many of the activities that we even do that is spiritual, we still do it in the flesh anyway. But for them to say they have been with Jesus, there were things, characteristics that were in these two disciples of Jesus Christ that the people took note of. For them to come to that conclusion. So it is not carrying your Bible around. It is not going to house fellowship. It is not coming to church services. No, that's not what they saw. Hello? Because Peter and John, it's not about their religious activities, so to say. They saw these people, the Bible said. They saw the boldness and their courage. That's what they saw. That made them to conclude that these people are in association with Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? Their boldness and their courage. I went once to, many years back, to one diagnostic place. And there was a lady there. I went with my husband then, and we were referred there, and he was to do some test. And this test will require that, what do you call it? Something is supposed to be put inside a pipe-like thing, rubber pipe-like thing, to put from his mouth right down to get to his stomach. In fact, when the woman said that, I said, eh? How is this one going to happen? That day, many years ago, this lady, you are welcome, sir. God bless you. Praise God forevermore. Please, can we appreciate the two gentlemen who just came in? They are from Living Waters Unlimited. They are our destiny helpers. They have come to help us with our, our online situation. Praise God forevermore. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for honoring us. The Lord will bless you and honor you and reward you exceedingly abundantly for this good you have done to us in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we went there and they said, once we put the pipe in, it's like a camera, it will show us everything, you know, that is there. Fear says, here I come. Yeah. How is this going to happen? Even though I wasn't the one that the pipe was going to go through, I was already in my body. Nothing has been put in my own mouth. I was already coughing and choking. You know? And this woman, God bless her soul. That day, I saw a radical Christian. I saw a Christian with fearless confidence. The way this woman spoke about God, No, the thing was just, he just went, there was no issue, nothing, because she lifted up our spirits. He said, you are people of God. What can happen here? And she began to share testimonies. He said, do you know that this place, this business was going down, was completely going down. I mean, we were going to be bankrupt. He said, I have no business going to the MD. I'm just, a young officer here. But I told my department head, I said, sir, I want to see the MD. This business can't go down. They are looking at her. He said, I asked God. God led me here to take this job. God has not told me the end of the job has come. Nothing is going to happen to this organization. It won't die. As long as I'm still here, it's not going to die. It's going to bounce back. We are going. Let me see the MD. She went straight to the MD and said, sir, this business is not going down. God is going to raise people. And it's going to be a joint venture. It can't die. And they told the MD the story. The MD was looking at her like this. Who are you? From that day, he took notice of her. That she has been with Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we knew it of experience because we left that place fully confident that no evil shall befall us. Because a child of God stood with boldness and with courage to declare. They did not take notice because of the name of their church or the Bible that they carry. They did not take notice of them. Because they are wearing cross. They did not take notice because they have some religious cliche stickers on their cars. They took notice of them because of their courage and their boldness. What do people see when they associate with you? Do they just see you as a church goer? Or do they see the power of God being released through your life? Do they see your fearless confidence? Because it can be seen. Do they see your courage and boldness? When everyone around you and everything around you is in chaos, do they see you as a storm calmer? Someone who will arise as, like Paul did. And say, men and brethren, no life shall be lost in this ship. Glory be to Jesus. And Paul said, because an angel stood by me. He was in the presence of Jesus. And so he declared with boldness and courage. You can be in the fellowship of the saints and not be in the presence of God. Somebody say, God help me. They took notice and knowledge that they have been with Jesus. So what does it really mean? To actually be with Jesus. Number one, it has to do with your intimacy with God. To know God is to know peace of mind. To be acquainted with His Spirit will eliminate all your worries. Glory to God. How many of you have been in a situation where maybe, you know, you're experiencing some bad patch in life and it's known to some people and they came to you maybe to comfort you and all that, blah, blah, blah. But they are there, but you are still afraid. Okay. I have some relations here. I mean, people are just sitting down, but right in their company, you are afraid. You are anxious. You are worried. In other words, people can gather around you. Hello? But it still will not change your situation. It is your intimacy with the Spirit of God that can bring a change and a transformation that you need at that time. Remember what I said? I think I've said it before. I said, when my husband passed on, you know, of course, a lot of people will come, condolence visits and all that. And a lot of people came. I said, if I write down the number of peles that I got, it will be bigger than the Bible. Pele. But what I discovered is that the pele didn't change how I felt. There was no comforting power in pele. Hallelujah. But the comforting power of the Holy Spirit that I received from the Word of God. I received from the Word of God, even through people who came to encourage me through the Word. Hallelujah. A woman came to me and said, I've sat where you are sitting, and I know this God, that He will never leave you nor forsake you. You will see. God is all that you need. Now, you can imagine somebody saying that to you and somebody saying, Epele. I said something last week, or was it 2 weeks ago? I said, everyone that you meet will leave you either better off or worse off or unaffected at all. As a kingdom ambassador, no one ought to come in association with us and leave unaffected or leave our presence worse off. And you can't come before Jesus and leave worse off. It's not possible. If you think you left worse off, then you need to check the presence of who you are, because it can't be the presence of Jesus. Nobody encounters Him and remains the same. No one. He will change your mind. He will correct your goals. He will heal your wounds. He will make you whole. He will cleanse your mind. He will never leave you the same way that you came to Him. And this is why we need to cherish His presence more than the company of people. Yeah. Some of us, you are still in a position where you can't say no to friends. If your phone rings while you are praying, you pick it. And somebody say, ouch, he caught me there. And then you'll be giving yourself 1,001 reasons why you needed to pick it. Now, ask yourself, in whose presence were you? Because if you are in the presence of this holy Jesus, you know what? You won't even hear the phone ringing. Glory to God. In the days of Nathan, somebody was trying to get me on the phone. Pastor Yemi knows who was trying to reach me on the phone. My phone was ringing. But that time, I was in serious prayer. In my room, I was blasting out in tongues. In those days, the person called Nigel and said, "Is he talking to somebody?" Cut through the line. Cut through the line. I put the thing there. At least if you hear me praying, you will know. So the person actually had me praying. I came back and told me, I said, "I was the one that called. You were blasting out in tongues. You didn't even..." I said, "Yes. I was not going to let hell come down. Let heaven fall." Amen. I am in the presence of God. I'm having an intimacy with Jesus Christ. Who are thou to disturb it? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They said that they have been with Jesus. When was the last time you were with Jesus? When was the last time you were intimate with him? We must take our devotion seriously. Take it seriously. Many of us, we still need to work on that boldness issue. We are too afraid. I spoke to a lady some time ago. He said, "I don't even want to go to the doctor to go and do any checkup." He said, "That's why they will be telling you this is wrong, that is wrong, this is wrong." "I don't even want to hear. I don't want to hear any bad news." But what you don't know may be killing you. You see, the issue is not about knowing what is wrong. The issue is I have confidence that by his stripes I'm healed. So it doesn't matter what is coming, because Jesus has already said there is no escape for these things. In this world, you will have trials. These things are going to come. But be cheerful, because I have overcome the world. So it doesn't matter whether you know or whether you do not know. What is important is that victory over that issue has already been won. So it's just for me to establish it there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So there's nothing wrong seeking the care of doctors, but it's God that heals. Even doctors admit that. That they care, but only God heals. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you getting something from this? We need to commune with the Spirit of God, talking with him, listening to what he has to say. And anytime you are in communion with him, you are being smeared by the same anointing that was upon him. It's smeared on you. So that when you leave that place, you live with boldness and courage, because you know that you have been with Jesus Christ. He has touched you. He has smeared himself all around you. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Many a times we our prayer is only limited to asking, 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 and asking. "God, give me this, oh. God, give me this, oh. God, give me that, oh. Lord, I want this, oh." It's always give me, give me. Our prayer sessions does not include just being silent in his presence and let him breathe upon you and let him say something to you, that when you get out of your prayer closet that day, the devil definitely will be in trouble. And you will know it without any doubt that the journey of that day is settled. You will know it without any doubt that your life on that day is hid in Christ and Christ in God. Therefore, you are not available for any negative influence of the enemy. Glory to God. Last week, I needed to do a transaction. It was a financial transaction. I was thinking before then of how this was going to be possible. The money was available, but I needed a destiny helper. To move money from point A to B. And I just got an information that said, do you need anything to send to Ghana? Because there's somebody that is leaving in 2 days' time. I said, wow, that's wonderful. I mean, what would you say? That must be God. That's my destiny helper right there. I was joyous. The devil said, where am I going to waylay this woman's plan? The day before, this person, you know, the whole family, they were traveling. One of the members of the family, the result of their COVID test just came and said it was positive. And because it was positive, everybody had to quarantine in the house and they couldn't make the trip. So they said, well, maybe in another week, maybe it will work out. Another week went. We came back and said, the issue is, the one test we have taken is nullified, is null and void. Because you have to take a test 72 hours before you travel. So, which means the whole family would have to take another. The guy said, we'll pay another money. And you know how much this thing is for one person. So the guy said, this trip has to be postponed. We can't make it again. I said, devil, you are a liar. You are a liar. How could this one have happened? Lord, what happened here? What happened here? Beloved, I'm here to let you know. You are unstoppable. Your destiny is unstoppable. You see, the devil can only try. I said, if a natural door is shut against you, God will supernaturally open that door. Because God always wants to reveal himself so that the glory will not go to any man and his praises will not go to graven images. Glory to God. Now, I was saying, how am I going to... Somebody just called me in the evening. He said, please, what do you want to send? Just go to this place, give it to this person, call the person and give it to them. When I called the person, the person said, it's going to be at a cost. I said, at a cost? Again, I said, I can't lose. Spirit of losses, I bind you in the name of Jesus. You will not believe it. Somebody just called me and said, okay, you are told to send the money through this man, and he said he's going to take a fee, like an agency fee, kind of. But this person said, forget about the fee. I will pay it. Glory to God. And you know one thing I said to God? I said, I'm not paying any fee. Because the first opportunity I had no fee attached to it. Now, if the devil wants to make me to pay, the devil will have to pay for what he was trying to do. But God showed up. He showed himself mighty. Glory to God. I have reached a point that no matter what really happens now. God always has a plan. And all things will work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Do you cherish God's presence more than the company of people? Are you courageous in the face of adversity? Are you bold enough to declare, this is what God has promised, and I'm standing on the promise of God? If you are not, then your association with Jesus is suspect. Could it be that you have been fellowshipping with people and not fellowshipping with the Spirit of God? Do you spend time communing with him? Quality time. Praise the Lord. What are the benefits of our association with him, of our intimacy with him? We get to know more about him and more about ourselves. He will reveal yourself to you when you are intimate with him, when you commune with him, when you are silent before him. He will reveal yourself to you. He will reveal his plans for your life to you. Hallelujah. And that's where you get the boldness from and the courage, so that whatsoever comes against his plans for your life, you know that you are not at a dead end. Because if it does not look like what he promised, then you are not there yet. Glory to God. So you will not lose courage or lose faith because of the bumps that are on the road. Another benefit, you become a force to be reckoned with. Anywhere that you go. In that scripture, they said people took notice of them. They were unforgettable. They were a force to be reckoned with. People had to reckon with them. When you come out courageously and boldly, declaring the word of God, declaring the love of God to people, there is no way you'll be noticed. People will take knowledge of you, and you become a force to be reckoned with. Hallelujah. And those opportunities come to us every day. Every single day. To make Jesus known to the world that is around us. May you not miss your next opportunity. In the name of Jesus. Another benefit. You walk in power and fearless confidence. You'll be strong in faith and in courage. Another one. You'll be like him. I love that. You'll be like him. You'll be like Jesus. In thoughts. In speech. In action. You'll be like Jesus. If you are intimate with him, how can sin have dominion over you? If it's just not that you are playing church. If you are intimate with him, how can sin have dominion? Joseph said, I will not do this thing and sin against my God. And we had it many times in the Bible where it's written concerning Joseph, and that the Lord was with him in the house of Potiphar, and the Lord was with him when he was in prison, and the Lord was with Joseph. He was in a right association. Right association will enhance your credibility. Hmm. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you are intimate with him, you will set your affections on things that are above. Colossians 3 verses 1 to 3. The Bible says, set your affections on things that are above, not on things that are beneath, but things that are above. Set your affections on them. That's what Peter and John did. They set their affections on things that are above. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What are we to learn today from this event in the lives of these two men? They are truly ambassadors of Christ. When you are intimate with Christ, you will walk, you talk, and act like him. Glory to God. Psalm 16 and verse 11. Show me the path of life, for in your presence there is fullness of joy, and on your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Show me, O Lord, the path of life. So in his presence, he will show you the path of life that leads to joy, fullness of joy. Joy comes from the presence of God. Happiness comes from things that are happening. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the joy of the Lord is deeper. That is why things around you may not look happy, but you still have joy. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Amen and amen. So we find peace. We find joy, we find hope, we find comfort, counsel, consolation, and love in his presence. And beloved, this is why God is saying to us today, cherish my presence even more than the company of people. Let's rise on our feet. Can others tell that you have been with Jesus? It's time to change. If no one is taking notice of you, it's time to change. It's time to fellowship, to commune, to be intimate and associate with the Spirit of God. It's time to spend quality time to learn from him, quality time, to dig into the scriptures. There is no way you open the scripture, you will find Jesus there. Hallelujah. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in him is life, and the life in him was the light of men. It was the revelation of men. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. These men spoke. Their world became silent. They took notice of them. If your words don't cut to the core of the heart of people that you speak to, you need to get into the presence of God and be intimate with him. Hallelujah. The Bible says people were marveled. I'm praying that God will show up for you in a way that will cause people to marvel. Because he's a marvelous God. Hallelujah. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God. What a marvelous God.
What a marvelous God. What a marvelous. He used to do marvelous things for me.
These men to the world around them, they look ignorant, unlearned. It looked as if they didn't have sufficiency in anything. But God proved that he was their sufficiency. Hallelujah. So wherever it looks and appears that you are insufficient in yourself, the presence of God will make the difference.
Amen.
Where it appears that you are ordinary and unable, you do not have the ability, the presence of God will make up the difference.
Amen.
That's what he does. And as we have said today, God uses the foolish things of this world to make rubbish of the wisdom of the wise. God is taking you higher.
Amen.
Yes, he's taking you higher.
Amen.
If you just pursue his presence more than any other thing, men will notice you.
Amen.
They will take note of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lift up your two hands. And we are going to declare this morning, even with this song, in your presence I am content.
In your presence I am content. In your presence there is life, expressions of your love, revelations of your power and might.
Turn it around. He is more than able. able.
He can undo everything that comes my way.
He's able to handle it. I believe it.
He's,
I confess
able.
It.
Yes.
Your word that has come forth today, we ask that you release the grace for performance into the life of everyone under the sound of my voice. Let there be a transformation. Let there be a change in their circumstance to the glory of your name and to your praise. As they step out into this week, let the journey of their week, Father Lord, be in the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let the journey of their week be accompanied with the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
The spirit of courage and boldness. Amen. To speak the love of Christ to all those that are around them who do not know. Father, release it upon them.
Amen.
Let it find expression through them this week.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. I bless you with peace. I bless you with joy.
Amen.
I bless you with the goodness of the Lord
Amen.
In this land of the living.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I declare no evil will befall you this week.
Amen.
Neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling.
Amen.
No virus, no harmful bacteria shall locate and come within your walls.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I release the healing power of God in your direction right now.
Amen.
To heal you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. I declare that it is well with you throughout this week.
Amen.
The prophetic promise of God shall stand in your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatsoever the enemy has programmed into this week, it will not locate you.
Amen.
It will not locate your family.
Amen.
It will not locate your resources,
Amen.
Your possessions,
Amen.
Your properties,
Amen.
Belongings,
Amen.
Investments.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus. This week, the glory of God shall be revealed through your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The presence of God will cause men to notice you.
Amen.
It will cause your destiny helpers to gravitate towards you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be for you. I call it done for you by the faith of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Shall we put our hands together for Jesus?